a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a fair sky, lots of sunshine. It's 51 degrees. KSL's top story. Utah might return to old school election day voting, complete with paper ballots, if one group gets its way. In the end, it might be up to you because this group wants to put an election security question on the ballot next year. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
The initiative is coming from a group called Secure Vote Utah, and the proposed law would not only make in-person voting the main method of voting, but it would require the state to make one uniform numbering system and one uniform paper for all ballots. On their website, they say the old method reduces costs, but some elections officials say it does the exact opposite. Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson says she'd have to hire 5,000 new employees to count the ballots.
Swenson says the proposal would bring Utah's election system to what it was back in 1981. China is threatening to retaliate against a U.S. boycott. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the threat coming after President Biden declared a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. On Capitol Hill, Senator Ron Wyden is calling for a corporate boycott of the Games.
I'm for sending the strongest possible message right now about human rights.
The president announcing the diplomatic boycott over China's ongoing genocide and other human rights abuses. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed to $67.1 billion in October. That is the smallest level in 6 months. It hit a record high in September. Democrats have set a Christmas deadline for getting the president's Build Back Better bill through the Senate. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says talks are ongoing with influential moderate Democrat Joe Manchin.
There are good faith negotiations that continue, and they're promising.
And a two-day summit for democracy kicks off Thursday in the nation's capital, the White House organizing the meeting of world leaders.
Democracies of all shapes and sizes, established and emerging, bringing together the rich diversity, creativity, and problem-solving that the world needs right now.
State Department Undersecretary Yuz Rezaei says the challenge of our time is reversing the ongoing global democratic recession. Some countries are upset that they weren't invited to attend. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
So if you're driving through St. George, you might want to look twice for young kids crossing the road. Starting January 1st, the city of St. George will no longer employ midday crossing guards, meaning the kindergarten kids who get out of school midday won't have someone to help them across the street. Sergeant Tyrell Bangerter says the department ran a test to see how many kids were using the guards.
Most that we got was actually five, which is half of what is required by state law for us to require a school crossing guard or a reduced speed school zone.
If you're heading down to St. George, a reminder, you are still required to stop if there's someone crossing the street. KSL News Time 3:33. KSL Sports, the season's over and done for Real Salt Lake, but before they plan for next year, there's another little matter that needs to be settled, finding an owner. Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber says,
We continue to be engaged with in discussions with potential owners. You've heard rumors about that. You know, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to get something closed. We had a timetable to get that done by the end of the year. We'll see if that's still achievable. That's only a couple of weeks away. If not, I'm hopeful we'll get something done soon.
There was a report, one of those rumors in Sportico a few weeks ago, that David Blitzer is trying to buy Real. He's a co-owner of the Philadelphia 76ers basketball team. And congratulations to Utah football coach Kyle Whittingham this afternoon. He was named Pac-12 Coach of the Year. More honors for the Utes. Linebacker Devin Lloyd was named Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. Defensive tackle Junior Tofuna was named Freshman Defensive Player of the Year. All that's left is to be named Rose Bowl Champions. We're going to have to wait a few weeks for that. KSL News Time 334, you might have heard today's Minute of News. It's coming up again at 4:10 about the number one song of the year. Well, we have more big music news. The Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square is number one on the Billboard charts. They top this week's classical traditional chart with their new album, Christmas Best. You know, the Tabernacle Choir is no stranger to the top of the charts. They've been number one on 15 separate occasions. KSL News Time 3:35. Let's take a quick look at traffic. Len Thomas is with us. Ricky's out today, and we need to know if you have any trouble spots out there.
We're looking very good right now, Jeff, but we still have the crash on the West Belt. We've got crews still cleaning up that crash, the spill northbound at the beginning of the I-80 exit ramps at 2900 South. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.